Now, of course, the most politically difficult and politically charged issue we're facing today is the issue of health care. It shouldn't be surprising. For 60 years, the American people have seen their leaders periodically try to provide coverage to all Americans and to reform the health care system, only to fail. The most encouraging thing, perhaps, that has happened today so far is the comment that Senator Dole made, that now is the time to act, and he is willing to work all through August and September and October to get something done. That is what we ought to do. We ought to do whatever it takes and work however long it takes on whatever days it takes to get something done. So the question is, what should we do? I recommended a system of private insurance participated in by everybody, with a break for small business that gives them lower costs and allows them to buy insurance, small business and self-employed people and farmers in big groups the way governments and big employers do. Maintaining consumer choice, but with cost constraints like managed care. Now, that's what we offered, and you can find that in some form or fashion in the bills which are working their way through the Congress. Now, what is the alternative? If you want to cover everybody, or nearly everybody, there are, near as I can tell, there are only three ways to do it. You can do it the way Canada does, and the way we do for seniors through Medicare, by having a tax that does it. That didn't seem to me to be feasible, abolishing all private health insurance and replacing it with a tax. Although you could do it for even less money than we're spending today and cover everybody. You can do it the way Hawaii does and the way Germany does, and the way most of us do it, by just extending the system we have now and asking employers to pay some portion of their employee health insurance and asking the employees to pick up the rest. You could ask the employees who don't have insurance to cover their own insurance and give them a break if they're low-income people to do it. There may be some other way to do it, but I'm not sure what that would be. I heard again the litany of things that people have said, that we don't want a government takeover of 1/7 of our economy. No, we don't. That's why I propose doing what Hawaii did. Hawaii's not in control of the healthcare system. Are you, Governor? Private insurance, not a government takeover. We don't want job loss. The Congressional Budget Office says there'll be job gain if you stop all this cost shifting over a 10-year period. And Hawaii's experience indicates that there will be job gain. We do not want to bankrupt the states. And we don't want to bankrupt the federal government. All I have tried to do, folks, is to consult with everybody from Dr. Koop, who was President Reagan's Surgeon General, to the heads of our biggest medical schools, to the heads of our biggest corporations that can't deal with their medical problems, to the small businesses that want to buy insurance who can't, to come up with something that works. I have no pride of authorship and no pride of details. I just want to do what will work, and I think you do too. If we'll keep that attitude, we'll find a solution in the next 3 months to the problem of health care. Thank you, and God bless you all.